It's August 16th, 2026, and the big story today is Russia threatening to seize European ships, which is sending a chill through global trade and energy markets. Good morning. Let's get you up to speed on what's moving markets today.
Three things worth knowing. First, Russia. Putin has threatened to seize European ships, and that's rattling oil and shipping markets. Anything that moves cargo through European waters is suddenly a lot riskier.
That's the kind of headline that makes traders nervous fast. What's the second?
Walmart reports earnings today, and that one matters for everyone. It's basically a live reading of how ordinary American shoppers are holding up.
And the third one?
Apple. There are reports that Apple's plan to use cheaper, more affordable chips got blocked, which raises questions about how the company manages costs and keeps its prices competitive going forward.
So geopolitics, consumer spending, and big tech, a busy morning. Let's dig in. Let's go deeper on the Russia shipping story because this one has legs. Why should a regular investor care about ships?
Because ships carry oil, gas, grain, manufactured goods. When shipping gets risky, it gets expensive. Companies pay more to move their stuff, and that can push prices up for consumers and squeeze profits for businesses.
And the market's taking this seriously?
It is. The story has gone from a rumor to something the market is treating as real and confirmed. The overall lean is bearish, meaning traders are more worried than hopeful right now.
It also lands at a tricky time. Inflation is still sticky. The Fed hasn't started cutting interest rates yet, so any new pressure on prices is the last thing people want to see.
Exactly right. That story about hot inflation threatening the Fed's timeline for rate cuts is still very much in the background here, even if it's cooling off a bit.
All right, let's talk about what's heating up and what's losing steam.
Gaining steam, Diamondback Energy just upgraded its own guidance, meaning the company now expects to do better than it previously told investors, and that story is picking up real attention. Walmart's earnings are also gaining steam fast, and that one could reshape how the whole retail sector trades today.
And what's cooling off?
The OpenAI autonomous agent security breach story is losing momentum. It was big a few days ago, but interest is fading. Same with the hot inflation story. Still relevant, but less front of mind.
And one to watch. Insiders at CoreWeave were selling shares right before earnings, and that red flag is just starting to get noticed. Dev, let's steelman the worry on the Russia shipping threat. What's the real downside case?
If even a handful of seizures happen, insurance costs for ships in the region skyrocket overnight. That's not theoretical. We saw a version of this in the Red Sea last year, and freight rates doubled in weeks.
But isn't this mostly posturing from Putin? These threats don't always become action.
Fair. And that's the pushback. Markets may be pricing in too much fear, but the problem is you don't know it was posturing until after the fact, and by then, the damage is done.
What should people be watching tomorrow?
Walmart's numbers dropped today, but the reaction will play out through tomorrow. Watch how the rest of retail trades off the back of it.
And keep an eye on any official response from European governments to Russia's ship threat. That could either calm things down or escalate them fast.
CoreWeave earnings are also coming up. Given those insider sales, that report is going to get extra scrutiny.
That's your Narratic Daily for August 16th. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with whatever the market throws at us. Narratic Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice. And nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.